Stand by to raise ship. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0! Rocket away!
This is the year 2352 A.D., the world beyond tomorrow, where space cadets train for duty on distant planets.
I'm Tom Corbett. As a boy, I dreamed of piloting spaceships. When I was old enough, I took all the exams and was admitted to the best school in the universe, Space Academy.
From the rocket field of the Academy to the far-flung stars of outer space.
I remember standing in the great assembly hall before the man who was to be my unit commander, Captain Strong. It was a thrilling moment.
I solemnly swear...
To safeguard the freedom of space...
Protect the liberties of the planets...
And defend the cause of peace throughout the universe...
Gentlemen, I welcome you to Space Academy.
We're space cadets training to be ready for dangers we may face.
At last, I was a space cadet. But ahead of me stretched 4 tough years before I could graduate and become a full-fledged rocket ship pilot, a rocketeer. The next few weeks raced by. I was given my space equipment, injected for all space and planetary diseases, and went through more exams, like the one for acceleration force that nearly made me black out. This one felt like a giant roller coaster. They strapped me in a seat, then down the roller coaster I dropped with furious speed. Suddenly, my direction was reversed, upwards. Exactly what might happen in a rocket ship. The shock was enormous, but I didn't black out. And my G rating, my gravity rating, that is, was the highest in the academy. When I had passed the classification tests, I was assigned to the rocket cruiser Polaris. Now I was anxious to meet my fellow crew members, Astro and Roger Manning. I wasn't sure about Cadet Manning, but I liked Astro right away.
Corbett, my name is Astro. I've come from Venus, and I'm a former enlisted space sailor. Flew in commercial rockets.
Glad to know you, Astro. Hi, Manning.
How did you guys get to this jail? Talk about discipline.
He's been complaining all morning. Nobody forced you to come here, Manning.
Why, you Venusian hillbilly, I've got a good mind.
Break it up, fella. The intercom.
Attention, Polaris crew. Report to your ship at once.
Our unit commander, Captain Strong, was waiting for us on the control deck and assigned us to station.
Cadet Manning, take over the radar bridge.
Aye, sir.
Cadet Astro, you're responsible for the rocket motors. Man the power deck.
Aye, sir.
Cadet Corbett, you stay on the control deck with me as second pilot.
Aye, sir.
We are blasting off on a test flight to the moon and return. Attention, crew. Stand by. We blast off in 15 seconds. Check in.
Cadet Astro, power deck ready, sir.
Cadet Manning, radar bridge ready, sir.
Cadet Corbett ready, sir.
Energize the cooling pumps.
Pumps in operation, sir.
Start reactant feeders.
Feeders at D9 rate, sir.
Switch in takeoff gyros.
Gyros in, sir.
Blast off, minus 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0!
In a matter of seconds, we rocketed from the Earth, cleared atmosphere, and were blasting through space.
Cadet Corbett, check stations.
Aye, aye, sir. Astro, check in.
Power deck maintaining 3/4 space speed, as ordered.
Manning, check in. No answer, sir.
Cadet Manning, check in.
Radar bridge all smooth, sir.
I'll have to speak to him. Oh, wait a minute.
Anything wrong, sir?
We've run into a space storm.
Our rocket ship was in danger. It pitched and tossed through space. Soon we were being pelted by space junk, meteors and loose fragments of exploded planets that drift endlessly through space.
We're off course. It's Manning. He's made a bad mistake in his plotting.
What was that, sir?
It's a meteor. Sideswipe the power deck. Our motors are damaged.
The Polaris was helpless, adrift in space, facing destruction. Captain Strong and I made for the power deck. Cadet Astro was bent over the rocket motors.
It's beyond me, Captain Strong.
I'll take care of the motors. You and Tom, weld a metal patch over the hole made by the meteor.
In a few minutes, Astro and I had made the repairs.
That's good work. Tom, come back with me to the control deck. Astro, resume your station.
The Polaris continued its flight through space.
I wonder how the radar bridge is doing. Cadet Manning, check in.
He doesn't answer, sir.
Cadet Manning, this is Captain Strong. Are you all right?
I'm all right, sir.
We're heading back to Earth. We'll depend on your space navigation. Don't make any more mistakes.
I'll do my best, sir.
Carefully nursing the repaired engines, pacing our course on Manning's astrogation, we headed back to Earth.
Well, we're in pretty good shape now, Tom. Let's go up to the radar bridge. I want to talk with young Manning. Now, what's the trouble here, Manning? How could you make such a stupid error in plotting?
I'm sorry, sir.
Look out! He's fainted! As we rushed over to Manning, a sharp hissing sound reached us.
Why, another air hole in the side. Must have been the space junk before the meteor hit. Tom, plug it up, fast.
Manning was covering the hole with his shoulder, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Manning saved our lives.
Back at the Academy, Captain Strong gathered us around him.
So you see the importance of correct astrogation, of staying on course through radar.
I'm sorry, sir. It was a bad mistake.
Oh, forget it, Manning. You all came through in the emergency. You thought clearly. You acted swiftly. Cadet Corbett?
Sir.
Cadet Astro?
Sir.
Cadet Manning?
Sir.
I'm highly satisfied with all of you. You will make excellent space cadets.
The captain's words filled us with pride. And before you knew it, we were all singing the Space Academy song.
We're space cadets, and we are proud to say, our fight for right will never cease. Like a cosmic ray, we light the way.